Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
It's going to be a busy day in downtown Cleveland later on today. Guardians, 6:10. Cavs, 7 o'clock. I mean, that is busy later on today.
Wonder how much parking will cost.
I was talking...
I bet it'll be so cheap.
It probably will be. I mean, it's during the week, and I don't know, you know.
Does that matter?
Yes. Compared to a weekend or whatever. I think it does, because I don't think that the Guardians games are as well attended on a Tuesday where it's going to be rainy. I don't know if it's going to rain out or not, than it would be on a, you know, Saturday against the Yankees or something like that. I don't know. I'll just guess. Plus, it was a deflating loss. I mean, I love my Cleveland teams, but, I mean, the Cavs got crushed a couple of days ago. As a fan, that was very deflating. It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to be down by 41 points at halftime and not look all that great. I mean, you hope that they can pull it out, but they've got to win 3 games in a row. It's an entire thing. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens later on. All right, we have a lot to get to today, including the amount of work that I did for this game yesterday.
You did work for Dead Guy in an Envelope?
Oh, my gosh.
What are you talking about?
I just left the station.
How could there even be work involved with this?
Stevie's hopping out. It was an entire thing, because I've got called out a couple of times and I admit it was my fault. So I went back to take care of the problem. We have to start off with the guests and then I have to get into it. So let's start off here. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. So first things first, we need the guess.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. We just need you to guess who he is.
Early Morning Crew knows all about this. If you're new to the show, welcome. We start with this
every day.
We need Jen, sorry, I'm not. I just want to open this envelope. Star 102, good morning.
My daughter is home from college and has an early morning job and heard this for the first time. And she's like, oh, cool, what are the clues? I'm like, well, he's dead in an envelope. She goes, no, like, is he a musician? I'm like, no, he's just dead in an envelope. And she goes, well, surely there's a list.
Well, we lost another listener.
Yeah.
I was like, nope, sorry, hon.
I love it. I just want to be next to somebody that has listened to this game for the first time, because they have to be thinking, what in the serious heck is going
yes,
on?
100%.
Yeah, but you were the person, I mean, once again, you guessed it last year in November. You guessed Meatloaf. It was Meatloaf. You are, you know, historic in this game. Gina from Menor, historic in this game. You guessed it the first time around. Maybe today will be your day again.
Please let it be your day. What's your guess?
Well, now I'm afraid what I'm going to say is on a list, because
but how about Mr. Rogers?
No, not Fred Rogers. Good
I don't
guess,
think
though.
On the list either. I should remember the entire list as thorough as it was yesterday. But speaking of, I had to address it yesterday. The list is now updated, but I could only do so much. I'll tell you why next on Star 102. Okay. So good news or bad news first at Star 102 Cleveland
School? Always bad first.
Okay. So we play Dead Guy in the Envelope every morning at 6:05. He's dead. He's a guy. His name I put in the envelope at the beginning of the year, and it has been in there, and we take one daily guess. And that is it.
And
those are your
no
only
hints.
Two clues. There's
That's
no
it.
Hints. There's nothing
Mm-mm.
else. You just kind of take a guess during the day.
Right.
The early morning crew knows. We bond over this game, love or hate. I did a poor job. Last year, I did a good job. This year, I did a poor job with the list because there should be some type of reference point. And every day, you keep a list. You update the list. Did a horrible job of it.
Because that way, you know if you're guessing someone that's already been guessed before.
Yes,
obviously.
I initially started off on the right foot. The month of January did a decent job. Probably half of February, if I were to guess.
I don't know why we put you in charge of the list, but okay.
I did fine last year. That's why. I mean, I have a track record.
What's so troublesome is you keep saying last year because it was an entire year's worth of a list, like 10 months.
So you said bad news first.
Sorry. Yeah. Go.
I could only update the list to a point.
Why?
I went back yesterday, and you know how tedious this is, especially the way things are set up.
You did not.
I went back to every 6:05 to 6:10 break.
No, you did not.
Every single day, starting from yesterday all the way back through, and wrote down the names of who it was. Not physically write it down.
So we have a full list.
So we don't exactly have the full list.
How is that? You just said you went back and listened.
Because
every single day.
In the program that we have, it only goes back a month. So I went back.
So we have kind of a list.
I am here. I don't know how long, you know, grabbing the audio, download the audio, then you have to highlight the audio, then you have to listen to the audio, and then you have to delete the audio. Then you go back in and you highlight and you find the break, and you know how that, I mean, we know how this is. So it's a lot for every single name, every 30 names, or that wasn't 30 names because there's the weekends, but I don't know, you know, 21 names, whatever it equates to.
Wow.
So I grabbed the names all the way back and I said to Stevie, oh no. I forgot about this. This program only allows you to go back 30 days.
Yeah.
So that's the bad news. But, I mean, it makes sense to get to the good news next.
Oh, well, that's exciting. I'm glad there's good news.
So there is positive news concerning the game Dead Guy in an Envelope that I'll give to you. So the good news is we have an updated list. And it's actually visible. And on the homepage.
That's the best part.
And Stevie's the best, and she figured out how to do it. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. There was a search. It was online, but it was in the depths of star102cleveland.com. And now right there on the homepage, you should actually... Is it always... I always feel odd sharing this game or link or information outside of the early morning crew because I feel like it's just our game. And if somebody's clicking on the Jen and Tim Show or Star 102 Cleveland, you see Dead Guy in the Envelope and the guesses... Out of context, I don't know
yeah,
how that looks.
It looks weird. You're right. Right here on the, because you see all of these like just normal posts here on our, you know, Flight 102, Family Summer Getaway, Be the Car Star on Star 102. Oh, Dead Guy in an Envelope guesses. Yeah. It does.
They know which one Tim was talking about.
Well, and the other thing is there's a graphic and the largest part of the graphic says Dead Guy. And like maybe you don't have your glasses on and you can't read the smaller font that says in an envelope, so it just looks like a graphic that says Dead Guy. So yeah, it's
so there you go.
But it's a nice long list now, even though it's still not fully inclusive. But
no,
we can add one today.
And we will. Yeah. Mr. Rogers was the guest. So that is that has to be the master key. That's the list. I updated it yesterday as far back as I could go.
Thank you for re-listening to 25 shows, however many shows you got through.
It was extensive. So there you go. Once again, homepage of star102cleveland.com. There is your list. We will eventually share that over as well. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It is a Tasty Tuesday morning. We'll get to that coming up. But next with Stevie on the socials.
Well, in honor of Tasty Tuesday, we're going to be talking about some new food items. Well, actually about a potato chip contest from Lay's. They brought it back. And there's three new flavors out. And people keep talking about them.
So here's my question, and we'll get into this. Of those three flavors, would you try any of those on a Tasty Tuesday? Because you're the relatively, I don't want to say picky eater. That's not fair. You eat a lot of different things. Of those three, would you eat any?
Yes.
Okay. So you would eat.
Oh, I'm curious to see which.
I know.
Eat one for sure, maybe another.
Okay.
Maybe.
One for sure, maybe another. They are available now. Possibly Tasty Tuesday in the future. That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
It is a Tasty Tuesday, and I keep seeing people online talking about these new Lay's potato chip flavors. They're the kind that you can vote on. They're very unique, and if you win, you win a lot of money, so I need to figure out how to enter this competition. But Lay's revealed the three new flavors on the finalists of their Do Us a Flavor campaign. So if you win, you win $1 million. The other two finalists receive $50,000 each. The winning flavor will hit store shelves later this year, but you can vote on these three of your favorite. It's Lay's Bacon Grilled Cheese, okay. Lay's Valentina and Lime, Lay's Wavy Korean-Style Fried Chicken.
What's Valentina and Lime?
You.
Valentina is a hot sauce.
Oh,
spice. No, lime. So kind of like a Takis almost, but more of, you know, hot sauce.
I feel like the kids will like that because they like the spicy stuff.
Valentina is one of my favorite hot sauces. That's the one I would probably, I would try because I like a Takis.
You would try that. You like Takis? They're so spicy.
Which
one? The blue? Oh, yeah.
I've never had the blue ones. Those seem very.
The Fuegos? Are they the
too much blue?
Yeah.
Wait, and what's the third one? Because I got distracted by the Valentina.
Lay's Wavy Korean-Style Fried Chicken.
See, I think that would be delicious.
It's a little bit spicy, a little bit sweet. I would probably try that one.
Okay. I would try all three. You would try the grilled cheese one? What was the first one?
I just don't need bacon grilled cheese chip. I just don't need that.
Okay.
Grilled cheese bacon in general sounds delicious.
Yeah, but which part of that do you not like? Is it the bacon? Is it the grilled cheese? Is it the combo?
Well, see, here's the thing. I like bacon and I like grilled cheese, but I don't like bacon and grilled cheese together.
Okay.
So you need to separate the flavors in some fashion.
But I don't think I would ever eat a bacon potato chip. That just kind of gives me the ick.
Okay.
So this is genius on their part because it requires you to buy all three bags to try all three of them and then vote on them to pick a winner to win $1 million.
But how do we get in this competition? Like, how do I win $1 million by coming? I could come up with a chip.
I was going to say, so you just have to come up with the idea of the chip? Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to actually, clearly, you're not making the chip, figuring that it's just, here's the idea of the chip. We could have done that.
Yes.
Well, one of them was, like, in past years, they had that cheesy garlic bread.
Oh,
that
yeah.
came from this contest
that's good.
And I remember trying that. It was good.
There was one year that was, like, a Cuban sandwich chip.
I remember that.
Nate still tries to find that chip everywhere. I'm like, it's gone. Like, he loved it so much. It was delicious.
They had a biscuits and gravy winner. Which I don't know how you make that.
I know. I love biscuits with gravy, but the
like,
chips.
They're very elaborate potato chips.
I did see those chips somewhere. I almost thought about getting those. I'll tell you where for a possible Tasty Tuesday. Maybe you've tried these. Certainly let us know. It's the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. What are the flavors of those chips that are available?
Bacon grilled cheese, Valentina and lime, wavy Korean style fried chicken.
Two of the three I saw at Target. I was just there over the weekend. I almost grabbed those. The Valentina and lime I did not see. The two I thought about, I should have probably grabbed.
It makes me wonder if they sold out of the Valentina and lime because people wanted to try them, or they only got the other two in because it's like a newer thing.
Yeah, they weren't in with the regular chips. You know, I'm always, every time I go to the store, which I know that you guys do, if I'm physically going to the store, I'm always walking that chip. It's usually like the chips and the cookies and whatever because that's usually the bulk of our Tasty Tuesday. I figure out, like, I really find a lot of the things down the chip aisle, down the cookie aisle, the drinks, you know, the beverages, that type of thing. And I walked down there and I didn't see them anywhere. And there was like an end cap display and a bunch of those chips, but they didn't have that particular flavor.
Where they put the good stuff.
Of course they did. They want you to grab it. Yeah.
Stuff
it's
right
on
the
sale.
Middle.
They want you to grab it. It wants to grab your eye. There's a reason they put it in the end cap. I get that. So maybe it's a future thing.
We need to get all three so we can figure out which one we vote on.
See, would you try all three if you had to for Tasty Tuesday?
I already know the other one I wouldn't like.
So you wouldn't do the grilled cheese and bacon. All right, you'd skip that one. I had mentioned the they did a Cuban sandwich flavored Lay's chip, and I believe it was from this contest. I bet it was 2 or 3 years ago now, and I bought them. And my husband, Nate, was obsessed. He loves them, and he still to this day searches for Cuban flavored potato chips. Well, Robin now says they have some at Aldi. Aldi has a Cuban sandwich potato chip. She says, of course, it's hit or miss like anything at Aldi, whether or not they have it, but... Now I'm going to have to look for it.
You're going to be going to every Aldi.
I know, because he'll be very excited about that.
So there you go. Thank you, Robin. We really appreciate that. Oh, that was a DM, Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. You can always reach out to us. I hope you didn't miss it yesterday, but you know, you get busy. Maybe you missed Destination Diva joining the show. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. There's a new destination this week for you and the entire family. When you're listening for those boarding passes, it's the Cerrada Beach Resort and also Busch Gardens Tampa Bay and then splash into Adventure Island. That sounds like a pretty good family vacation. Wouldn't have to worry about just by listening to a radio station at work.
And imagine having it all planned. And it's as simple as listening for a boarding pass. I mean... That would be spectacular.
My favorite phone call we make. Some favorite phone call we make. When we talked to the grand prize winner, which we did yesterday from the last family vacation. She was so excited. I almost cried halfway through.
You can hear her tearing up. She was so excited.
She was just blown away by the phone call. And to win a trip for your entire family.
Yes.
I mean, just think about that. And it's local winners, which is also a big deal. I mean, it was an unbelievable day yesterday, and we can't wait to make that phone call again. We want it to be you.
Yes, very exciting.
Just listen to your boarding passes, specifically at 9:22, then 12:22, and 3:22. However you listen, make sure you listen for those boarding passes while you work.
So two hotspots here in Ohio are in the top 10 destinations for Memorial Day weekend travel. But I knew you'd make fun of this. I knew you would. What? Stop it.
Let me guess, it's going to be busy
laughing?
On the roads.
Yes, it
gonna
is.
Be busy on the roads. Tell us all about it, Joe Checkeye.
No. Yeah. It's busy on the roads. It'll be busy at the airports. That's what you really have to worry about. That's what you really have to worry about.
Don't even get us started about the sidewalks.
A lot of foot traffic.
Stop it. Listen, this is a big deal because it's... Stop it. I bet you've been to at least one of these places. Take a guess where they are. Two spots, top 10 Memorial Day destination travel here in Ohio. That's in 60 seconds. It's 64 degrees in Amherst today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Game 5 between the Cavs and the Pacers happens tonight. Cavs are down 3-1 in the series. A game time is 7 o'clock at Rocket Arena. I was about to say Guardians play. I think I blended the words. Guardians also playing tonight, Progressive Field, against the Brewers if it stops raining. Game time, 6:10. For the sixth consecutive year, Liam and Olivia, respectively, the most popular baby names for boys and girls in the U.S., according to a new report from the Social Security Administration. And if your kids' names aren't Olivia or Liam, they're probably Emma or Noah, because those have been the number two names for girls and boys for the past 6 years. Two destinations here in Ohio have been ranked in the top 10 trending destinations for Memorial Day weekend. Where are they? Both Put-in Bay and Port Clinton made the cut. Why? Well, vacationers are looking for spots with scenery, space, and a slower pace. Is it really? I thought that too.
Put-in Bay?
That's exactly.
No.
I read this story last
You're looking
last
to be
night.
Outdoors and pee in pools. That's what's happening.
Don't maybe, say that.
Maybe go to Splash.
Well, I read.
Y'all know.
Don't. Driving past that is terrifying. The amount of people in that pool.
Driving past it. No, you get in there, girl.
I would
swim up to that swim up bar.
Could not pay me to get in that pool.
T-shirts from Captain Morgan.
Are
Let's
you kidding me?
What do you mean?
You cannot pay me to get in that pool.
I don't understand. So first of all, I would 100% get in the pool and I would stay in the pool. I don't understand the people that physically swim underwater.
First of all, you just said something that is very significant.
Okay.
You would get in the pool and stay in the pool.
Yeah.
This is the issue.
No reason to leave.
Exactly.
No reason to leave.
The people that stay in the pool, and it's like when you go on, do you ever go to one of those all-inclusive resorts where there's a swim-up bar? Just like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the people that stay in the pool all day, and that's like, that's funny. They've been drinking. And drinking.
The go pool at the Flamingo.
Drinking,
redone.
And
only swim up bar on the strip. Guess who's
drinking,
not leaving that pool?
And drinking.
No reason to.
They never left the pool all day.
You know why? You sweat it out. So hot.
That's definitely not why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tasty Tuesday.
It's a Tasty Tuesday, and I brought in something for us to try for Tasty Tuesday, but I'm nervous because you said you brought in something else. What does that mean?
We'll get to that.
I don't like that. So
I bring something in for a Tasty Tuesday. You don't like that.
Well, I don't
like it.
Wasn't
the astronaut food pretty tasty? Like if you were very spacey, wouldn't you nibble on it? Of course.
If I were in space and I needed to.
Sure.
Although the banana ice cream was pretty good. So I saw that these were coming out, and I love chocolate-covered pretzels. So I was like, we have to try these. These are the chocolate-covered pretzel Oreos. So, you know, Oreo always does these unique flavors. And I feel like we've tried a variety of them on the show. So it's a pretzel-flavored cookie topped with salt, and there's a chocolate-flavored cream in the middle. So they're limited edition, and this is what we're going to try. This is what we're going to try on a Tasty Tuesday because it sounds tasty.
Those open already?
Oh, yeah, about that.
And it also looks very light. Like you're just whisping that around like there's literally nothing in that package.
So I've had these at home and my kids and my husband, they're cookie monsters. They did get a hold of them, but there's a...
Is there even three left?
Let's see.
Stevie wants to know that.
One. So there's a... There's one, two, three. There's five, just the cookies without the cream. I don't know if my kids licked.
Team Oreos? So how are they not stuffed? They have no feeling.
My kids might have licked these and put them back in. So there's those. You can eat those.
I'm not having the licked ones.
Well, I'm just saying there's that.
The kids lick the cookies and we have to eat them?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Stevie, did you hear this?
I don't know if the kids licked these. Do they look licked? They look just like.
Well, if they are, they lick those things clean.
Yeah, they really did.
I do not
did.
See a dot of
they
filling.
Don't feel moist at all. But look, there's three actual cookies.
Was there? I just
three.
What
actual
were you
cookies
sniffing that for? Is there like?
I don't know.
Is there a tongue scent that the kids have that
oh,
you could
God.
Actually let moms know?
That makes me want to
like,
vomit.
You know what? That is definitely a tongue smell.
That okay. sounds disgusting. So please
there,
don't say tongue
there,
scent.
There's three.
There are three intact cookies.
Okay.
Did my kids lick them? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. They would have eaten them.
We're going to have some moist Oreos.
Gross.
Moist.
So we are. Okay. That's what we're having. That's it.
I brought something as well.
Char 102.
For the show.
Why?
Spent my own money on it.
Why?
And we'll see.
You spent your own money.
Don't
we always spend our own money on these?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I mean, I used my Odyssey rewards and I bought them from the Odyssey shop.
Have food in the Odyssey shop?
We don't.
Okay.
I would like to present this to you as a Tasty Tuesday for
I just
today
don't understand.
To go along. It probably pairs very well with your licked Oreos.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
The fact that you've hid something in your bag all morning and even until this very last second makes me very nervous.
What's a possible Tasty Tuesday?
Don't.
On Star 102.
That?
Cleveland's
Feel
Good Favorites. It's my ninja move, so you couldn't see it yet.
That was a ninja move. So
can
why?
I should have thought about this before. Hey, Stevie, could you join us in studio real quick? She's probably listening. Never mind. She's good.
Oh, no, here she comes.
Is she? Okay. Sorry, Stevie. I should be a professional. I've been planning this. I just want to presents something to, but we are a show. It's Jen Tuohy, it's Tim Richards, it's producer Stevie.
We are a show. That's why we play on TST Tuesday. I told you I was bringing in chocolate-covered pretzel Oreos.
Yes, and I also brought something that I thought might pair deliciously.
Why are we pairing?
Oh. Yeah.
See?
It might be good.
So this is... Oh, that looks... I'm sorry. This looks really gross to me.
It looks horrendous.
It looks really gross. It's Reese's PB&J grape artificially flavored big cup.
Why does it have to be grape? Why is it grape on the bottom? Like,
Because people eat grape jelly on
their I'm not a huge fan of that, is what I'm saying.
What people do you love want? That. Strawberry jelly?
I think they have other ones. I don't want any. I just want a Reese's cup. Stevie, are you into...
I hate jelly.
You hate jelly. That doesn't surprise... Texture, I bet, for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
and
like texture.
It just ruins the taste of a nice peanut butter sandwich.
So you won't eat a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
No, I don't like jelly.
You would eat a peanut butter sandwich, though?
Yes.
Plain?
Yes.
Would you put banana on it?
Yeah, I mean, I would eat that, but like...
This looks really gross, and let me tell you what. So the picture is...
The picture's very fake.
It's very fake.
It's very Photoshop, fake, whatever. But, yes.
Okay. So there's like a layer of grape goo underneath the thick layer of peanut butter chunk. And I'm assuming the decoration on the top is just for the photo.
Just to show you
there's
what's
not
on
an
the
actual blob.
Interior of the... And I just don't think the jelly's not far. First of all, so these are relatively new, but not brand new. So you certainly could have tried them. And I would love your review, either DMs or 216-343-1021, the PB&J Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Ooh. There is no, you know, there's other, first of all, if you have a review, I'd love to get to that next. Also, I have another concern about these concerning the picture, the Photoshop picture, and then that layer of jelly. One concern, and that's also next. Tasty Tuesday on Star 102. We're talking about these Reese peanut butter and jelly grape big cups. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Because for some reason you brought in an additional Tasty Tuesday. Mary said she's tried them. Both PB&J, strawberry and grape, were delicious. I didn't know that. So you brought grape.
That's the only one I saw, yeah.
And then this makes it sound a little bit more palatable because Mary says, it's a super thin layer of jelly at the bottom of the Reese's, so you just get a hint of it. I like that because the way the photo shows it on the packaging makes it look like a giant glob of jelly in there, which
that was my concern just a few minutes ago, was the way that it looks on the package. Is there a soggy bottom
gross
to this cup?
I don't
but
think
you
can
look at
that, say
it's jelly smeared on the bottom of the, you know, on the inside clearly, but does that
I don't feel
sog
like
the bottom of the cup?
No, because I think you can get chocolate-filled things that don't get sogged. Right?
Apparently
I
not.
I don't have any comment on that.
What, about the soggy bottom?
Correct.
Does it look like it? Doesn't it look like there's a chance? The way the jelly's in there?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
It looks like that the liquid, it looks like it's very liquidy, the jelly.
And liquidy.
It's on the bottom of the cup. I was just wondering, does
thinking,
it drip through? Is it drippy?
Stop. Staying drippy and soggy bottom. It's making me think of the, you know, the gross, like, chocolate-covered cherries that have, like, liquid in them?
I love those.
I love those, too.
I hate those.
Yes.
Yeah.
But those
good.
Don't get...
They're so good.
Those are disgusting.
No, they don't get soggy.
They don't get soggy.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
So I feel like... The fact that you just got so excited. Stop.
They're so good.
Oh, God.
Oh,
we have to stop talking about food with him, Stevie.
Oh, those should be a Tasty Tuesday.
Those are terrible.
They are fantastic. Who does not like those?
Me. Ew, really?
And don't
really?
They have the clear interior as opposed to the... What's the...
What do you mean a clear interior?
Color interior of the chocolate.
Oh, I don't love those ones. I like the actual cherry ones.
The cherry ones, yeah.
That's
yeah.
like there's clear.
There's
That's
different.
Like the white clearish, like...
Yes.
Weird texture.
It's a white cherry?
There's a... Yeah, it's the rare albino one. It's...
Wait,
from the Netherlands.
Wait, like wait.
They're
cream.
Netherlands
don't.
Cherries.
You can't say that.
It's like a cherry... Cream, if you will, like I don't know, but it's like, but the texture is weird.
I'm getting
because, but the regular chocolate covered cherries, they're like an actual cherry.
Yeah,
with some
they have
type
two
of goo.
Kinds, and sometimes you accidentally buy the wrong kind,
right.
And then you bite into it, and it's not the one you want.
Yeah,
I want to bite into none of that.
You have to pay attention to the manufacturer, the package. Like, you have to pay attention to that. So we have. I don't think anybody's going to eat breakfast after this break, but maybe we'll. Are you going to try these, Stevie, or you're out because it's jelly?
Probably not.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try your Oreos.
Thank you, Stevie, mm-hmm. because that was the plan. The chocolate-covered pretzel kids, Oreos for Tasty Tuesday that sounded tasty.
Unless your kids licked them or whatever happened.
Yeah. Listen, I can't guarantee that.
We're going to play a round of would you eat licked Oreos or the peanut butter and jelly Reese's Cups. That's going to be up a little bit later.
The good news is they were licked days ago, they're dry.
So they've dried. Exactly. Just a couple of tongue marks on it.
I'm going to vomit.
We're going to guess. We're gonna post the picture. Guess that tongue print.
Stop. Noah or Max or Nate, for that matter. Who knows? Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.